What's happening? This is MGTOW Slim. In this sesh, we're going to discuss the reasons why you should never date a woman out of your league. We'll begin by discussing what the experience is like to pursue a woman who's out of your league. When you come across a woman that you strongly desire to be with, and she's out of your league, the experience is similar to being laid off of work and applying for a really great job, one that you not only want, but desperately need. Imagine the inconvenience that you'd be willing to put yourself through, filling out applications, gathering documents, writing essays, all that kind of stuff, traveling to interviews, etc. Imagine the amount of time you spend while you wait for them to respond at each step of the application process. You feel that your life is going to change at every turn. If they call you back and tell you that you've made it past round number one, you are tremendously excited. You feel like you're on top of the world for a moment. Then you begin to wonder and worry about the next step. This process continues all the way through. When you get to the final step, it feels like the entire world is resting on the outcome of this final step. You go in and you give everything you have. And while you wait to see if you're going to get that job, the pain is excruciating. Now, whether you get that job or not is not really the point. The point is the experience that you go through in trying to get this job. That's what it's like to date a woman who's out of your league. You go through great lengths to contact her, to establish some sort of communication. And you go through all of the typical steps of initiating interactions and trying to move things forward. The feelings that you have are just as intense as if you were applying for that job that you need. Your time is consumed, always thinking about her, always trying to interpret what she means when she says things, and what she means when she doesn't reply, and therefore doesn't say anything. If you get the job, then things change a little bit. You begin to work, and you do the absolute best you can. However, if it's a job that doesn't have security, like a contract, for example, you may go through great anxiety, always afraid to be late for work, always afraid to make the wrong person feel offended by what you said or didn't say, always dreading what would happen if they decided that they no longer wanted to keep you as their employee. Same thing with the woman. When you're in a relationship with a woman who's out of your league, it's hard to have peace of mind. You're always worried that she's going to go and find somebody, or somebody's going to come and find her, who's in her league or above her league. Deep down, you know she'd be foolish to turn down such an opportunity to stay with you. How do you know if a woman's out of your league? You can tell by the symptoms. The experience that we described a moment ago are the symptoms of dealing with a woman who's out of your league. If you are dealing with a woman and you are experiencing those symptoms, you are dealing with a woman who's out of your league. And you should stop pursuing that relationship. You will have no peace. A long time ago, in the year 300, or in the 300s, St. Augustine discussed man's relationship with wealth and poverty. He said, there's no peace for a man dealing with wealth and poverty. When a man's in poverty, he is anxious and always consumed with thoughts and dreams of becoming wealthy. When a man is wealthy, he is also anxious, and he's consumed with the dread of what would happen to him if he lost his wealth. There is no peace in poverty and wealth. And there is no peace in pursuing and dating a woman who's out of your league. Finally, what makes a woman be out of your league? Is it how good she looks? Is it her money? Is it her ex-boyfriends or ex-husbands? Or her education? It's none of the above. None of these things make a woman out of your league. What makes a woman out of your league is a thought. A thought that exists in your mind that was created by you. It's a thought that says, you have more to gain by being with this woman than this woman has to gain by being with you. It's that thought that makes you think she's actually foolish for being with you instead of being with someone who has more to offer her. That thought also tells you that your life will be better because you are with her, and that she is the key to your life being better. This thought is deceptive and it's destructive. It has no value. It does not help you and can only hurt you. And no one created this thought and put it in your head except for yourself. When you see a woman who's out of your league, you are looking into a mirror reflection of insecurity inside of yourself. When you see a woman who's out of your league, that's a sure sign that you need to identify what that thought is that you have in your mind and do whatever you have to do to root it out and get rid of it forever. Money, looks, status, none of these things determine what you have to offer to a woman Stephen Hawking is a man who does not have physical control over his body at all. Yet he uses what he has to make contributions to the world. He has a wife who comes from an upscale background that the majority of men would look at and think, she's out of my league. Little do they know, perhaps, that her husband, Stephen Hawking, who cannot move, cannot have sex, cannot do anything physical, has her as his woman, and never ever considers that she's out of his league. In fact, it's probably to the contrary. There, in reality, is not a woman alive who's out of your league. The contributions that we can make are not limited to money and social status. William Shakespeare cannot do a thing to put a single dollar in anybody's pocket. Yet, he makes valuable contributions to countless people, generation after generation, by what he shared during his lifetime. How much more does a living, breathing, healthy person have to contribute to the people who are walking around today? Do not date a woman who's out of your league, because there is no peace in it, and you are not ready to be interacting with someone while you still have those insecurities in your mind. This is MGTOW Slim. Love, peace, and respect.